An Analytical Study of Words. Chapter 8. Greek Tools. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Concerning the righteousness which is the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God through faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means, I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Philippians 3:7-11. The man who wrote the words on the opposing page, that is the quote above, as he see, was Paul, the apostle. Paul was a theologian. He studied under one of the all-time greats in his day. Gamaliel, Paul's professor, so to speak, knew the scriptures in their original language. He was the head of what today we would call a seminary. Gamaliel was an outstanding scholar. Yet Gamaliel could not bring Paul to the truth. Paul counted his Hebrew studies as rubbish. Now Paul did not throw all his training away. But apart from the spirit of revelation, the scriptures did not reveal the truth. Paul tells us that God is love. Paul did not know such a God under Gamaliel. Once Paul received that love, he was able to use that which he learned from scholars to the good of those who Paul would teach. The book of Romans is a perfect example of the right balance between revelation and scholarship. I urge those of you who are reading this book to learn the difference between revelation and scholarship. The church world is full of Gamaliels, Hillels, and Shammais, great ancient Tanu scholars. They write many books which are but rubbish apart from the spirit of revelation. So then, a word to the wise. Set your priorities. Knowing Christ will not come from scholarship. It will come from relationship. Once the intimate relationship is established, language tools can become very valuable to instruct the hungry. While not everyone has the time to study Hebrew and Greek, which require years of study before one can become proficient in either language, there are excellent study aids available to the English reader with which one can check to see how each Greek or Hebrew word has been translated in its every occurrence in the scripture. Christian bookstores, or bookstores for the denominational groups, have such study aids as these, the Word Study NT, in two volumes. Volume 1 shows the translation of each word used in the KJV in large print with a code number under each English word. That number is keyed to Volume 2 and to several other Greek lexicons and concordances. Volume 2 is titled The Word Study Concordance. It is a copy of the Old Englishman's Greek Concordance of the New Testament. Also available are Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, Young's Analytical Concordance, the Englishman's Greek Concordance of the New Testament, the Englishman's Hebrew and Chaldee Concordance of the Old Testament, and Smith's Greek-English Concordance. These works contain a complete listing of each New Testament Greek word, or each Old Testament Hebrew word, so that one may see at a glance how the words were translated in the KJV. The Concordant Literal New Testament with Keyword Concordance lists each word of the Greek text and shows how it was translated in that version. Word study volumes, of which there are many, are also very helpful. Vincent's Word Studies of the New Testament is one that I would highly recommend. Careful study of some of the volumes previously mentioned will glean facts often overlooked or purposely avoided in traditional Bible study. For example, the Young's Analytical Concordance plainly reveals what I have been saying about the words we are looking at. A search under Eternal will reveal that Dr. Young clearly saw that the King's translators did not handle the word incorrectly. A look in Smith's Greek-English Concordance under entry number 165b will reveal much which the average person who reads the King James Bible will never become aware of. While interlinear Bibles are not the complete answer, They often help to at least look at the Greek and Hebrew underlying the translations. The Greek New Testament, UBS 4 with NRSV and NIV, edited by John K. Lindberger 3, the Greek English Interlinear New Testament edited by J.T. Douglas, which contains the United Bible Society's 4th edition of their Greek text alongside the NRSV, and the Zone Durvan Parallel New Testament in Greek and English, which contains the Nessel's Greek text, a literal translation, the KJV, and the NIV, are helpful with the New Testament. The Interlinear NIV Hebrew English Old Testament is helpful in the Old Testament. Throughout this book, I have quoted many dozens of scholars adept in the languages of the Bible. It would behoove the readers to acquaint themselves with some of these very valuable resources. An analytical study of words, table of contents. This page was published here with the permission of Tentmaker.